This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees sweep the opening weekend at the stadium. Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Emmanuel Barbari with you, and we'll chat with Susan in just a few moments. We'll hear from Yankee manager Aaron Boone. Brewers did strike first today against Marcus Stroman after a Bryce Tarang leadoff single, a couple of flyouts, including Cody Bellinger robbing Jackson Churio of extra bases. Bellinger over the shoulder in deep center. Tarang swiped second, and Contreras walked on a full count pitch and set up Sal Frelick, who banged one through the right side. RBI single, 1-0 Milwaukee, but that was short-lived off the Yankees' historic power showing yesterday. Much colder day today. Didn't matter for the guy who hit 3 of the 9 Yankee homers yesterday. 4 straight full counts for the Yankees against Aaron Civale in the bottom half of the first inning. A Goldschmidt single to left. Bellinger, after a foul ball, he launched off the facing of the third deck. He lined out to center, but Aaron Judge's full count was fair, and it was quite loud.
3-2 to Judge. Bellinger, runner first. He holds. Here's a pitch. Swing on drive to deep left. Say goodbye. Oh, baby. Way back in the front section of the bleachers in left field. I mean, there was no dramatic to that thing. Got crushed.
For Judge, 4 homers and 10 RBIs in 7 at-bats. We consider he very nearly hit 4 or 5 homers yesterday alone, then started today with a no-doubt rocket. Just makes it even more indescribable. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. You can tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. The captain delivering again, 2-1 Yanks, and a much easier second for Stroman. 10 pitches, 1-2-3 inning against 7, 8, and 9. And with 2 out, bases empty in the bottom half, right back in the lineup, the DH, Ben Rice. And between opening day and this swing, that spring training starting to look very real. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
1-1 pitch, swing on, deep drive, right field. Going back and say goodbye. Second deck home run, Ben Rice. And the Yankees have a 3-1 lead. His first homer this season, 8th in his young career.
And one of the things we saw last year, he's got such an easy, easy swing. He's got tremendous, tremendous power.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. First, Ben Rice, complete demolition of 2025, extended the lead to 3-1. Stroman made it 7 in a row, set down with a 1-2-3 third, this time against the top of the Brewer order. And in the home half, Two out, no one on. Savali wanted nothing to do with Aaron Judge. Fell behind 3-0, and then they just gave him first. Intentional walk. And maybe the right strategy when you're facing a two-time MVP who's hotter than Larva right now. But you still have to get to the next hitter, right? And Jazz Chisholm took it personally.
Ripped down the right field line. It is in the stands for a home run, Jazz Chisholm. A low, screaming line drive off of his back. Third home run today. 5-1 lead Yankees here in the third. Hey now.
And that's his second of the year. And that's the kind of shot that's going to get out today. Those loud screamers right down the line.
Yeah, the high fly balls were all getting caught up in that wind tunnel. Low line drives, the shots were really carrying out, and the Yankees made the most of every one of them. Franchise record, 9 homers launched out yesterday. 3 homers in 3 innings today, and a 5-1 lead. Brewers played a 2-off Stroman in the 4th inning. Contreras leadoff single off a slider that stayed up. Frelick popped out to 3rd, but former Yankee Jake Bowers turned on a belt-high cutter and pulled a 2-run laser just inside the right field foul pole. It trimmed the Yankee lead to 5-3. But Stroman bounced back to set down the next 4, including a dazzling play by Volpe to start the 5th. He fell on his backside on the outfield grass. He snared a short hop and robbed his buddy, Oliver Dunn. He remembers him from Somerset in Double-A. Stroman was pulled with 2 outs in that 5th inning for Tim Hill after a Churio base hit to left. 1 out shy of qualifying for the win. How about Tim Hill, though? Struck out Yelich on 3 pitches to end the 5th inning, then struck out 2 more on a 1-2-3 6th inning. And bottom 6, Yankees facing lefty Tyler Alexander in his 3rd inning of relief. Judge walked on a full count pitch. Jazz single to right. Volpe deep fly ball to center. Kind of caught up. Maybe goes out on a summer night. Chase, Judge, and Jazz to 2nd and 3rd respectively. So a new lefty comes in. Jared Koenig, another lefty, came on to face Austin Wells. Fired a wild pitch to the backstop. Score Judge. Jazz to 3rd. 6-3 Yankee lead, and Wells smoked one to first. It was stopped by Bowers, but Chisholm off on contact. He scored easily, just like that. 2 insurance runs, and the Yankees 7, the Brewers 3. Mark Leiter Jr., top 7, just like opening day. 1-2-3 domination, a couple of Ks along the way. Bottom half, already a fairly comfortable 7-3 lead. Blow it open time. Only this time, it was a combination of that solid get-em-over, get-em-in style insurance and some flair on the back end. This time against right-hander Joel Piamps, Rice slammed a single to right. Cabrera bullet towards the right field line. Rice to 3rd, the first to 3rd's a theme here, and it set up Paul Goldschmidt.
1-2 pitch, and it was a front door breaking ball that hung up. Goldie smacks it into right center field. Scoring is Rice. Digging for 3rd, Cabrera's in standing. RBI single, Paul Goldschmidt. And the Yankees have an 8-3 lead.
Yeah, 3 hits on the day. What a start for Goldie in Yankee pinstripes. Now, 2 consecutive first to thirds on the bases here. Goldschmidt's 2nd base hit at that point. 8-3 Yankee lead. And Bellinger with 1st and 3rd. Deep fly ball to center. 3rd consecutive game to start the season with a sack fly for Cody Bellinger. 6 RBIs on this opening 3-game set. And Bellinger extended the Yankee lead to 9-3. Get this. 4 straight manufactured runs between the 6th and 7th inning. Broke it up by more slug. Judge walked for a 3rd time, 4 times on base for the captain. Goldschmidt off 2nd, Judge off 1st, Jazz to the plate again, already with a homer on the game.
3-2 to Jazz. Swung on, deep drive, right field. Going, going, gone. A grand 2-run, 3-run homer. A 3-run homer by Jazz Chisholm.
See, if you're going to start doing that, if he's going to start hitting home runs, hitting in back of Judge, they're going to stop walking him.
12-3 Yankees, and that's right. You keep intentionally walking Judge. Whoever's behind him is going to get some opportunity. Jazz got the opportunity, and he's made him pay the last couple of days. 3 homers across the last 2 games for Jazz and made him pay twice in the series finale, completing the sweep. Fernando Cruz, Ryan Yarbrough, Yankee debuts. They looked really strong as well. Maybe not quite as sharp as Hill and Leiter, but 4 1/3, 1 hit for the Yankee bullpen. They struck out 7 combined and walked just 1 to wrap up this victory. Not too shabby. Everyone had a hand in this sweep. 12-3 the final and 32 runs across these last 2 days for the New York Yankees.